BBC News with Chris Barrow. More evidence is emerging from Iran of the scale of the violence used by security forces as they try to crush anti-government protests. A source in the capital told the BBC it was like a war zone, with people now too frightened to go out on the streets. Behrang Tajin from the BBC Persian service has been looking at the latest pictures from Iran.
A six-minute video that is a compilation of 12 individual videos has emerged, and it has been verified by our colleagues in BBC Verify and BBC Persian service. You see dozens of families in the yards of the coroner's office gathering around the bodies of their loved ones. There are also many more bodies in the yard, not in the refrigerator, but outside because it has overflown, that haven't been identified yet.
The exiled son of the former Shah of Iran, who's become a figurehead for the protest movement, has said US assistance is needed to enable the Iranian people to change the regime. US-based Reza Pahlavi told Fox News Iranians had reacted positively to Donald Trump's promise to intervene in the protesters' favour. He had this message for President Trump.
Your words of solidarity with the Iranian people and your administration has had tremendous positive effect. Let's hope that we can permanently seal this legacy by liberating Iran so that we and you can make Iran great again. Let's partner on this and have a better future for our countries and for our people.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel has said Cubans are ready to defend their homelands to the last drop of blood following a new threat from Donald Trump. The US president has warned Havana to make a deal before it's too late. Cuba has long been reliant on Venezuelan oil, but Mr. Trump said it would no longer be getting any. The BBC has learned that the British government has paid substantial compensation to a Palestinian man, Abu Zubayr, who was tortured by the CIA. British intelligence agencies passed questions to the CIA for use during his interrogations. Daniel De Simone reports.
Abu Zubaydah was the first man subjected to the CIA's so-called enhanced interrogation techniques after the 11th of September 2001 attacks. When captured by the US in Pakistan in 2002, it was claimed he was a senior al-Qaeda member. He was held for 4 years at secret CIA detention centres where he was interrogated and tortured, including through simulated drowning, beatings and being locked in a coffin. His lawyers are now urging the UK and other governments to ensure his release.
He remains imprisoned without trial at Guantanamo Bay. This is the world news from the BBC. Germany's foreign minister has said US concerns about security in the North Atlantic should be dealt with within the NATO framework after Donald Trump repeated his desire to take over Greenland. Johan Vadefull spoke in Washington, where he's due to meet US Secretary of State. America's European allies have been alarmed by Mr. Trump's repeated insistence he needs control of Greenland for security. Residents of a district in Syria's second city, Aleppo, have been returning home after 4 days of intense clashes between government forces and Kurdish fighters. They found the Kurdish-majority neighbourhood of Ashrafaye to be littered with debris and destroyed vehicles. The Syrian army now has full control of the area, as well as the Sheikh Maksoud district. Six skiers have been killed in a series of avalanches across the Alps this weekend. All had gone off-piste. On Sunday, more than 50 rescuers were deployed unsuccessfully to try and save a man who was buried under 2.5 metres of snow. French weather forecasters had advised skiers not to go off-piste, warning of high risks of avalanches. Hollywood stars have gathered in Los Angeles for the Golden Globes Film and Television Awards. The black comedy action movie One Battle After Another has 9 nominations, including all 4 acting categories. It faces competition from the vampire drama Sinners and Marty Supreme, which follows a table tennis player in 1950s New York. David Willis is at the venue in Los Angeles.
Other hotly favoured films include Sinners, that's a horror film in which Michael B. Jordan plays identical twins, and Hamnet, the fictional story of what inspired William Shakespeare to write one of his most famous plays, and one of its stars, Jesse Buckley, is widely tipped to walk off with the award for Best Dramatic Actress.
A new category for Best Podcast has been added this year. BBC News.